经文是在彼得前书一章三到十二节。彼得前书一章三到十二节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生的我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里的基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。这是今天正道的经文。
Can we put the reading up there for us, Connie, if possible, from 1 Peter? If not, I will read it again in English. Okay. Not your fault. These are the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 12.
那这是在彼得前书第一章三到十二节。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power, until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
这是神的话。
We live in a huge country.
我们住在一个幅员很广大的一个国家。
It's impossible to grasp how big just this province is.
那就连这个省有多大都很难去理解。
I once heard it said that there are more trees in British Columbia than in the whole of the United States.
我曾经听过有人讲这么讲说 BC 省的它的树呢比整个美国的树还要多。
And to journey to the four corners of this vast nation would require a trip of thousands and thousands of kilometers.
那要到这个国家的四个角落去的话，这趟旅游的行程可能要花上上千公里的行程。
This morning, we're going to take another journey.
那今天早上我们要进行另一趟旅程。
One that's even more impressive.
这个旅程曾经是让您觉得印象非常深刻的。
One that we will spend eternity still exploring and discovering.
这个旅程我们将会花上我们永生，但是继续在探索和发现。
We're going to navigate the scope of our salvation.
我们要一起来探索我们救赎的一个它涵盖的范围。
As it's found in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 through 12.
那我们在彼得前书的一章三到十二节，3到12节可以记载到这个样子细节。
In this passage, Peter highlights three dimensions to our salvation.
那这个在这经文里面呢，彼得他记载了我们救恩其救赎它有三涵盖三个层面。
The past, the present, and the future.
过去、现在和未来。
Peter begins by looking into the past.
那一开始彼得是让我们看到过去。
He reminds Christians of what God has done.
他提醒我们基督徒神已经成就的那些事情。
God has given us new birth.
神给了我们重生。
That's in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
这是在彼得前书一章三节里面记载的。
Can we have that picture up there now please, Connie? Thank you.
我们看这个图。
Over 30 years ago, a beach disappeared from the west coast of Ireland.
在30年前，在爱尔兰，它的东海西海岸有一个沙滩不见了。
In 1984, storms washed the sand away, leaving only rocks and rock pools.
在1984年的时候，有一个大飓风把所有的沙吹走了，只留下石头和石头留下的一些水潭。
That's the top photograph.
就是上面的那幅画。
But then this Easter, a freak tide deposited tons of sand where the beach once stood.
那但是在这个复活节的时候呢，有一个很奇怪的一个潮汐，带来很多的沙，上千吨的沙，把曾经这个沙滩的沙又充满了沙。
And the beach as it is now is the bottom photograph.
就是下面那个照片。
The beach has been called the Born Again Beach.
这个沙滩被称为重生的沙滩。
As Christians, we have new birth.
那当一个基督徒，我们有个重生的生命。
We are born again.
我们是重生的。
Something utterly decisive happened when we became Christians.
那这是一件事情，当我们成为基督徒的时候，就确确实实的发生的。
And it's not a freak tide.
这不是一个很奇怪突然的一个潮汐。
It's the work of God.
这是神的工。
As Jesus says in John chapter 3, verses 3 to 7, No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
就好像在约翰福音三章三到七节记载的说，除非一个人能够重生，不然的话，他没有办法见到神的国。
Now Jesus is not talking about our physical birth.
那耶稣他不是讲的是说我们肉体的重生。
He's talking about our spiritual birth.
他讲的是我们灵里的重生。
He says, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
他说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So salvation is new birth.
所以救赎是一个重新的生命。
This is what God has done for us as Christians.
这是神为基督徒所成就的一个事情。
It's the past dimension of our salvation.
这是我们救赎它过去的一个面向。
But what about salvation's future dimension?
那我们救赎在未来的面向是怎样呢？
Peter says that we have a living hope.
彼得说我们有永活的一个希望。
And this living hope has a future focus.
那这个永活的希望呢，有一个未来的一个焦距。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 says that the goal of our faith is the salvation of your souls.
那彼得前书第一章一节讲到说，我们信心的一个目的就是一个灵魂的救恩。
By the way, the word souls means persons here.
那顺便讲到说，这边的灵魂的意思就讲的是人。
As a matter of Christian belief, our future experience of salvation is not a disembodied soul.
那我想提到说，我们基督徒的信仰，就是我们未来的一个救恩的一个面向，并不是一个脱离肉体的一个灵魂。
But the resurrection of the body to eternal life.
而是我们一个肉体的一个复活，来到进入未来的一个救恩。
That's just an aside.
这是我顺便要提到的。
The point, of course, is that salvation has a future dimension.
那重点就是说，我们的救赎是有未来的一个面向的。
Now, I like watching movies.
我很喜欢看电影。
If I want to buy a movie, I usually download it from an online store.
那如果说我想要买电影的话呢，我就到网络上的商店里面去把它下载下来。
And the process is simple.
程序是很简单的。
Once you have paid, the movie begins to download.
那就是你要付钱的话呢，电影就可以开始下载。
But there's a gap between owning the movie and watching it.
但是在你拥有那个电影和看电影中间是有一个差距的。
I own the movie as soon as I pay for it.
当我付了钱以后呢，我就拥有那个电影了。
But I cannot watch it until it is downloaded.
但是我没有办法看这个电影，除非它已经下载完成了。
Jesus has paid the price for our salvation.
耶稣已经为我们的救赎付上代价。
As Christians, we are saved.
那当基督徒，我们已经得到，我们被拯救了。
But we're in the download stage.
但是现在我们是在一个下载的一个阶段中。
The full glory of this salvation still awaits.
那充满一个荣耀的这个救赎呢，它指日可待的。
So we live in hope until, as 1 Peter 1:5 says.
所以我们就活在这个希望当中，就好像彼得前书一章五节这么说到。
The coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
并能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
So let's be very clear. We can be sure and certain of this future salvation.
所以我们要很清晰、很清楚地知道、很确定知道说我们未来有这样的一个救赎。
Our salvation is not like a rechargeable battery.
我们的救赎并不像一个可以再重新一直充电的这样一个电池。
Good for only 5,000 recharge cycles and then discarded.
这样的电池可能你可以回充5,000次，那5,000次之后就要把它丢掉。
Our salvation is an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
我们的救恩它是一个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
As 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says,
就好像彼得前书一章四节说到。
So all that happens in this world cannot diminish our salvation.
在这个旧世界所发生的一切事情呢，并不能减少我们的救恩。
It's kept in heaven for you, as Peter says.
这是为我们存留在天上的基业。
Paul says the same in Romans 8 verses 38 and 39.
保罗在罗马书八章三十八到三十九节也这么说。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, neither any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他这么说，因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是至高，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
So we have the past dimension of our salvation.
所以我们看到我们救赎的一个过去的一个面向。
We are born again.
我们是重生的。
This is what God has done.
这是神已经成就的事。
And we have the future dimension of our salvation.
那我们还看到我们未来的一个面向。
We have a hope that anticipates this fullness of God's salvation.
我们有希望，我们知道说他会全面展开一个神一个完全的一个荣光。
But what of the present dimension?
那可是他现在的状况面向是什么呢？
What of the scope of our salvation that is for now?
那我们救赎它现在是怎么样的一个涵盖什么样的范围呢？
It is at this point that we must understand what the believers Peter is writing to are facing.
所以现在我们要了解彼得在写彼得前书的时候，看他书信的人，他们现在面对的是什么样的情况。
They are Christians facing persecution and suffering.
他们是一群基督徒，他们正面临的迫害和痛苦。
Look at what 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 says.
我们看彼得前书一章六节怎么说。
It says that now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
他说但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
So how can the present dimension of salvation help us?
那我们救赎它现在的一个层面怎么能够帮助我们呢？
Just over a week ago, a bus of young hockey players collided with a tractor trailer in Saskatchewan.
那在过去一个星期的时候，在沙省有一群那个曲棍球的一个年轻的球员，他们坐在一个巴士上面，这个巴士他跟一个货车相撞，他们也发生了一个车祸。
10 members of the team, the Humboldt Broncos, and 6 support staff tragically died.
那有十个这个球队的球员和六个这个球队的一些行政人员和员工，他们过世了。
One of the dead was the head coach, Darcy Haugen.
那其中一个过世的人是他们的总教练，叫 Darcy.
A Christian and a relative by marriage of one of our Canadian Baptist of Western Canada office staff.
那 Darcy 他是一个基督徒，他也是我们加西浸信会办公室的一个员工，他的一个姻亲。
At the vigil held last Sunday, Sean Braddo, the team's pastor, full of tears, asked questions that all of us ask at some time in our lives.
那在上个礼拜的一个守夜的祷告里面呢，他们的牧师叫 Sean 呢，他问了一个问题，是大家心里面很多时候我们在面对一些苦难时候，我们都问的一个问题。
And I'm sure you've asked these questions.
我相信你也问过这些问题。
Why did this happen?
这个事情为什么发生呢？
Where was God?
神你在哪里呢？
We must never trivialize these questions in the face of suffering.
当我们面对痛苦的时候，我们不能小看这些问题。
And Peter does not trivialize his answers to these questions.
那彼得他也没有小看这些问题的答案。
He knows of grief and suffering.
他知道忧愁和痛苦。
He will soon be martyred for his faith.
他很快的就会面对他的生命。
But he asks us to see what happens now.Through the lens of our salvation.
但是他要求我们来看现在经历这些事情，透过一个救赎的一个眼光来看。
He asks us to understand these questions through the lens of our salvation.
他要求我们来看，透过一个救赎的眼光来看这些现在经历的痛苦。
Listen to what he says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
我们来听他怎么说，在彼得前书一章七节。
These trials of suffering and grief.Have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能换的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
We live.In a broken world where tragedy and suffering happen.
我们住在一个破碎的世界，在这里有很多的一个悲剧和痛苦。
But even though we do not have answers to these questions now, the day will come when we will have answers.
虽然现在我们可能没有这些问题的答案，但是那一天就会来到，而且我们会得到这些答案。
Did you hear that phrase?May result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
你听到他经文这么讲的吗？可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
At the vigil, Pastor Sean said that all those gathered there.
那在那个守夜祷告的时候，这个牧师希望他跟对大家这么说。
Fellow players.
他说：“亲爱的球员们。
”Family and fans.
家人，他的家人，还有那个他的粉丝。
Residents of Humboldt.
Humboldt 这个城市的居民。
And even our own Prime Minister.
还有我们的首相。
Pastor Sean said, "We need Jesus."
Sean 牧师他这么说，我们需要耶稣。
We may not understand why suffering and trials come.
我们或许不了解说为什么会有试炼，会有一些痛苦。
But we know that one day all will make sense. in Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道有一天在耶稣基督里这件事情变得有意义了。
And because we know this, we can experience strength today.
那因为我们知道说我们今天能够有能力。
This is the present dimension of our salvation.
这就是我们救赎在现在包含的一个项目。
As 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12 says,
在就像彼得前书一章四章十二节讲到的。
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
So how will we respond?
所以我们要怎么样的回应呢？
We continue loving Jesus.
我们要继续的爱耶稣。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 says, Though you have not seen him, you love him.
在彼得前书一章八节讲到说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
We continue rejoicing.
我们继续的欢喜。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 is the declaration that should sing in every believer's heart.
那彼得前书一章三节里面，他那段经文讲的就是我们每个基督徒的心里面要颂咏的一个宣告。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
And we rejoice even when rejoicing is hard.
我们继续欢喜，虽然这时候或许我们很难欢喜。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13 says, But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
在彼得前书一章四章十三节这么讲到说，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
And as we rejoice, look what happens.
当我们欢喜的时候，你看看发生什么事情了。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8 says this.
彼得前书一章八节这么说。
You are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
你满有荣光的大喜乐。
So we respond by loving Jesus.
所以我们用爱耶稣来这样做回应。
And we rejoice.
而且我们欢喜。
What else do we do?
我们还要做什么事情呢？
We return to the scriptures over and over again.
我们一而再再而三地回到我们的圣经里面来。
Because it's the Bible that points us to Jesus.
因为圣经里面帮我们指向耶稣。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12 reminds us that all that was written was to show us Jesus.
在彼得前书一章十二节里告诉我们说，所有写在圣经上面的东西都是要指向耶稣基督的。
So that we believe the gospel.
所以我们相信我们这个圣经。
And we also trust God.
我们也相信神。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 says that God shields us.
在彼得前书一章十五节讲第五节讲到说神保守我们。
So nothing can remove God's salvation and love from us.
所以没有任何的东西可以将神的救恩和他的爱从我们身上移除。
In March of 1956,
在1956年的一个三月，
a boy named Nard Pugyayo was 6 years old.
一个小男孩，他是有六岁，他的名字叫 Napugyao。
He lived in the village of Dibugat on the Philippine island of Luzon.
他住在吕宋岛的一个村落叫 Dibugat。
And forgive me if I get the pronunciation wrong, Tess.
发音可能不是很正确。
One day, a tall man stumbled into the village.
有一天，有一个很高的一个人，他很踉踉跄跄来到了村落里面。
As best they could, the village elders asked him, "Why are you here?"
那这个村落的一个长老呢，他们尽他们自己所能的问他说，你为什么来这里呢？
"I've come to learn your language," he said.
他说，我来学你们的话。
"I'd like to write it down and then give you God's word in your language."
他说，我想要写下来，然后把神的话语写下来，把他的话，神的话语可以给你们。
"Who is your God?" the elders asked.
那些长老就问他说，你的神是谁呀？
He's the God of heaven and earth.
他说他是这个天地的万物的神。
He's the creator of the universe.
他是这个宇宙万物的创造者。
And he created you too.
他也创造了你。
Is he powerful? The elders asked.
他说他很有能力吗？
Is he more powerful than the spirits that have controlled our lives from the beginning of time?
他比那个从创世之前的那个灵创造我们的控制我们的那个灵还要厉害吗？
Is he more powerful than our ancestors, the headhunters?
他比我们祖先那个猎头族还要厉害吗？
Yes, he's more powerful, said the man.
是的，他比这些人都还要厉害。他这么回答说。
The villagers were hopeful.
那村落的人呢？村民觉得很有希望。
Maybe this man's God could free them from the spirits.
或许这个人的神呢，他可以帮我们从我们这个灵里面解放出来。
So when Nard was about 13 years old, the man had to return to the United States.
当 Nard 这个小男孩13岁的时候呢，这个人他必须要回到美国去了。
But before he left, he had translated the Gospel of Mark and gave Nard a copy.
那可是在他离开之前呢，他已经把路加福音翻译好了，他给 Nard 他一个他们语言的一个版本。
Nard started to read the Bible for the first time in his own language.
那这是 Nard 他第一次用他的语言来读圣经。
But the more he read Mark's Gospel, the more distressed he felt.
那可是当开始读这个马可福音的时候，他越读越觉得很生气，很沮丧。
He read how a mob of people came to get Jesus out of the Garden of Gethsemane.
他读到说一群乌合之众，他们到哥西马林园把耶稣揪出来。
What had Jesus done wrong?
耶稣做错了什么事情呢？
Nard read as fast as he could.
那 Nard 就很快地读。
He read how the people accused Jesus of all kinds of false things.
他读到说很多人用一些乌有之名他来指控耶稣。
He read how Jesus was whipped and a crown of thorns was placed upon him.
他读到耶稣如何受鞭打然后头上戴了荆棘冠。
And for Nard, it was excruciating to read how Jesus was nailed to a cross.
那对于 Nard 来讲，这是非常痛苦的。当他读到说耶稣他被钉在十字架上。
At this point, deep in Nard's heart, a hatred of God swelled.
在这个点上，其实，在 Nard 的心里面，他涌起了一股对耶稣的一个恨意。
He shook his fist.
他挥动他的拳头。
And he shouted, I hate you, God, for being so powerless.
他大声地说，我恨你神，你是这么的无用。
Why should I believe in a powerless God like you?
为什么要相信一个像你这样无能的神呢？
Nard threw the Gospel of Mark down and started walking home.
那所以他就把这个马可福音丢下来，他开始走路要回家。
He couldn't understand why God would not protect his own son.
他没有办法理解说为什么神没有办法保护他自己的儿子。
You see, in Nard's belief, the headhunters defended the villagers to the death.
因为在 Nard 他的理解里面呢，那猎头族他的祖先呢，他为他的保护他的村民。
And so no one could touch the village.
所以没有一个人可以动到他们的村民。
And Nard wanted a God like that.
那 Nard 他希望有个神是像这样子的。
Someone who would protect him from the spirits that demanded the sacrifice of cows.
那他们希望这个神呢，是可以让他们能够保护他们，不要像他们的那个灵要求他们要用牛来做献祭的。
Or the sacrifice of chickens, pigs, and dogs.
或是要用鸡，或是狗，或是这些动物来做献祭。
But the God of the Bible didn't even save his own son.
但是在圣经里面的神，他没有办法救他自己的儿子。
And then, suddenly, God reached down into Nard's heart.
但是突然之间，神他触动了 Nard 他的心。
Nard, you don't understand.
他说 ，Nard， 你不了解，对不对
？That's how much I love you.
这是我爱你，就是这么的深。
I gave my son on your behalf.
为了你，我把我的儿子给了你。
And in that moment, Nard understood how much God loved him.
在那时刻是Nard他了解了神多么的爱他。
And he prayed, God, if you love me that much, I want to give you my life.
他说神啊，如果你爱我这么多，这么深，我要把我的生命给你。
It's all yours.
这都是你的了。
He picked up the gospel and continued to read.
他拿起他的圣经起来，他继续的读。
And it was an incredible moment.As he read that Jesus rose from the grave on the third day.
那这一很不可思议的一个时刻发生了。他读到了耶稣，他在第三天里面死里复活。
Nobody in his home village of Dibbegat.
那他们的整个村落里面没有人会读过这样的事情。
Nobody from among his people.
没有一个人在他们里面的村民，没有一个人读过这样的事情。
Nobody he had ever known had risen from the dead.
没有一个人知道说可以从死里复活。
The resurrection changed Nard's life.
复活改变了 Nard 他的生命。
And Nard began to see the scope of this great salvation.
Nard 他开始看到了这个救赎他的一个层面。
This is the scope of our salvation.
这就是我们的救恩，它是能够所涵盖的一个层面。
In the past, we have been given new birth.
在过去，我们已经得到了重生。
In the future, the fullness of our salvation will be revealed.
那在未来，我们一个救恩的一个全然的一个光荣就会被显现出来。
And in the present, we can face whatever the world throws at us.
那在现在，我们可以面对这世界任何的挑战。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee, thank you.
Let us sing together a song about God's great salvation that he has given to us. To God be the glory. You can sing this in English or Mandarin. Please stand and join with us.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atoned.